This is CliffCentral.com.
Well, a very good morning to you and welcome to CliffCentral.com. This is The Buzz. I'm Jen Su.
Yay, she's back. Hello, I'm Jason Von Bergen. Welcome to The Buzz and welcome back, Jen.
Thank you.
I always miss you when you're not here.
I know. It's great that we're both together. Are we missing Nikita this week? Where is she?
She's beaching herself.
No.
She's on the beach enjoying the warm weather.
Where in the beach?
South warm Coast, weather. I believe. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, there's no warm weather here. It's freezing. What happened? I mean, spring day started. It was actually quite warm, and now it's gotten so cold.
And wet. Sure. All that rain over the weekend, eh?
But very unusual for Joburg. I mean, I've had enough rain. I had that typhoon in Shanghai when
I
was there last week.
I saw that picture of you traipsing through the floods.
The flood waters, they were disgusting. I have never gone through such high waters. My car was stuck and floating, and then another car hit my car because it was floating. All the cars were floating around, kind of like rubber duckies in a bathtub. It was insane.
Goodness.
Yeah.
But did the paparazzi get that photo of you?
They did, and it was on the CCTV. It was on China News, the China Xinhua News Agency. And it was. I thought, my God, no, I do not want to make my Chinese debut like looking like this. And I looked horrible. I had no makeup. The rain was driving into my face. So I was just... It was probably the worst photo of me ever.
I don't think you looked awful. I think you looked quite pretty under the circumstances. So, yes, I'm glad you survived.
Well, anyway,
the
I'm just glad
here,
I'm back. So, yeah, yes. It's so much better being in South Africa. We do still have much better weather here.
Oh, we do. And you know, I actually saw this clip earlier I wanted to share with you. It was a clip of a couple from Switzerland. And they were out in South Africa recently just enjoying the sights and the scenery and the beautiful landscapes and, you know, the food attached to it. And this guy created this video. It's a 3-minute video. The soundtrack is by Jeremy Loops. And it's just got all these snapshots of all the different places that they've gone and enjoyed some food from South Africa. I promise you, I was sitting there and my stomach was grumbling. We'll put it up on our show page on cliffcentral.com.
Perfect.
You have to watch it. It's so cool. And it kind of shows how amazing this country really is, you know? So from a food perspective to a landscape, and we really are heading into such a beautiful time of the year as well. So
absolutely.
Very cool.
I had a great time at the app launch. Cliff Central released its app, and it's officially up and running. So, in fact, it only took me 20 seconds to download the app, and you can listen now in your car. You can listen anywhere you go.
And it's very cool. I mean, we were talking about this the other day. It's not going to eat a lot of your data. If you put it in the low format, it's going
to
17 megs is all it's going to take, which is really not bad for an hour of streaming.
Absolutely. And it's very quick. I mean, it comes in fast, fast, fast. And I think, you know, the other thing that was great about that app launch was Gareth Cliff gave everybody a little flashlight.
Okay.
So it's a little pointy flashlight that you put on your keychain. And the other day, what happened? It wasn't load shedding, but I did have some kind of blackout and I actually needed it.
Oh,
it came right in handy. Yeah.
See, Cliff Central serving all purposes that you need, from entertainment to handy domestic stuff when you need it during
load
shedding.
And it was quite a weekend.
Yes, you were busy.
You were busy. We were at the SASFIN Cyclethon.
Yep. For the Smile Foundation, I did 3 hours on the bike.
Oh, my goodness.
My ass is still sore.
Well, Jason was amazing. I have to say, you were amazing. And
thanks,
I even got on the bike. I had sneakers on.
She was pedaling. Well, you had heels on at first.
I did.
And you made
then,
a smoothie and you realized it didn't quite work.
Yeah, I couldn't actually bike in heels. I was trying really hard. And then somebody very kindly came up and said, let's switch. Denise, she said, let's switch shoes. And she gave me hers and she took mine. And she's like, wow, this is great. She felt like a foot taller. I said, see, now you know why I never wear flats, except for, you know, when I go out to work out. But anyway, it was a lot of fun, I have to say.
Yeah.
I had my hamburger hat.
You did. I loved that hamburger hat. It always seems to make its appearance at the right place.
Right. And well, it's for getting you to smile.
Exactly.
It's for the Smile Foundation.
Exactly.
So. And Maps Mafonyane was there.
You know what I loved about seeing Maps on the bike? Is, and yes, I know where you think this is going, but it's not going there. Jen asked Maps a question while he was on the bike spinning, and she asked him to tell everyone there about the movie Tell Me Sweet Something.
Yes.
Which he did, and he was basically cycling, and he said, well, it's basically about this sweet love story between Nomzamo and I, and
he was doing it, and it was heavy breathing. Well, it's all about Tell Me Sweet Something.
Yeah.
It's a love story, so, you know.
I can't wait to go
and see it. Well. I think it's going to be amazing. And Namzoma Mbatha, I saw her at the GH Mum and F1 Monza Italia event. That was
after the smile.
Right after the smile events. Yeah, and it was excellent. And Namzoma was there with her red hats, and she looked absolutely gorgeous. And she's been really excited about the feedback from the film.
Can I tell you, I have the biggest crush on Namzoma.
Well, she's hot.
She is.
I have to say.
Hot in the talented department. Yeah. She's beautiful.
And
she's
just really, really nice.
Exactly.
Incredibly down to earth.
So, Jen, it's my birthday soon and I'm single. And, you know.
Oh, yes.
Tell
and
me
I have
sweet
a birthday
something.
Gift for you. Happy
oh, no
birthday
ways.
To you.
Another
happy birthday,
one.
Happy birthday, dear Jason. Happy birthday to you. You get my leftover
thanks.
Chocolate.
Well, you brought
because,
me
no,
fresh
I've been
cupcakes.
Trying to lose weight, so you get to have the rest of them. And then also, I got you wonderful cupcakes from Bell's Patisserie, and they are super yummy.
So yummy. I smashed the thing so hard.
I had that red velvet cupcake. Ooh, that was good.
Yeah, so about that smile spin-a-thon, hey? I think
see,
we might need to do it again.
How many chocolates are left?
Oh, wow. Okay.
You got a few.
We've got 12. 12. Yummy, delicious chocolates all the way from Italy. Thank you, Jen.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
And we also had the Glamour Women of the Year over the weekend, and that was really nice.
So who is the Glamour Women of the Year?
Well, there were a few of them. We had Bonnie Mbuli. We had Lerato Khanyaho. And it was just a really, really inspiring event.
I
have to say, a lot of fun.
Why aren't you on that list, Jen? We need to speak to Glamour about this. We need to
I
sort this out.
I was nominated some years ago.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. It's fine. Maybe next year. We'll see. But it was just really nice to be there and to, you know, encourage a lot of the women that are there. And there were a number of athletes, students, you know, also people who are not so well known, who have done a lot for the community, a lot for charity. And then there was also the Business Women's Association of South Africa's gala dinner.
Wow.
They also had a huge corporate event. And the former president of Malawi, Joyce Banda, came in to speak, and she actually had some really wonderful words about South Africa and Madiba, and hopefully we'll be able to hear that clip.
Because this is what defines South Africa, and this is your greatest asset, is its people of all colors. I believe that if we do that, we make Madiba proud. Madiba was my hero. He wanted to see a rainbow nation. I have been privileged to meet him. I've been privileged to work with Grace Machel, who also opened an opportunity for me to meet my other hero, Winnie Mandela. And I know that wherever Madiba is, he's feeling very proud of you, Business Women's Association of South Africa. May God bless.
And there you go. She
I love
was amazing.
She's incredible.
What I love about her, she gets out there and she's got these like seriously crazy outfits. She is so not afraid to get out there and just do it and show it. And she is a fantastic, inspirational speaker.
So I'd love to see more of her in South Africa speaking. And let's see what happens. But nice to catch up with her.
Indeed.
Very cool. And then the other thing I wanted to mention. So last week I had the opportunity to be in the, I didn't meet him, but I was in the same space as Suits star Gabriel Macht.
Yes.
So that was very cool. I promise you, from a video to the audio to the pictures I put up online, people went ballistic for this man. And I didn't realize he was such a big deal until I started watching the show. And now I understand why Harvey Specter is such a legend.
Well, Harvey Specter's hot. I mean, that's the first thing.
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of people...
Just looking at him, I mean, he must just... Yeah, he's... Wow. I can't even, like, think about what he's saying. I'm just looking at him.
I can see you're a bit tongue-tied there. But on the 18th of September, the DSTV people are going to be releasing something as to why he was in the country. He is their premium ambassador, so they're going to release some... I think a video of some sorts is what I'm expecting, but let's see what happens there. And then yesterday, I got to hang out with the guys from Dusk Till Dawn, the show on Netflix, which is really cool. DJ and Zane. I've got some audio, I've got some video, I've got some pictures. I'll share that with you next week on The Buzz. But really cool dudes, really, really nice. They just come back from Mauritius. And now that we're doing some press in South Africa, I've got the opportunity to sit down with them. So yeah, stay tuned to The Buzz. I'll bring you more of that.
Excellent stuff. And also Bonang and a whole lot of South African celebrities will be debuting on E Entertainment on a brand new show as well.
Have you seen the promo for that? Where they E! News puts a spotlight on Bonang Matiba.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's on Thursday evening, I believe, on E! Entertainment Channel 124 on DSTV. So you can go and check that out. But we've got some busy things, or we've got lots of things to get to.
We've got a couple of fabulous ladies who are going to come and join us in just a moment. We've got Angela Young. She is the founder of the Impilo Collection. She's launched her bespoke jewelry collection website, impilocollection.co.za. She's going to talk all about the latest jewelry trends, celeb jewel trends, and she might even say something about you and your birthday and what type of jewel suits you.
Sounds good to me. Looking forward to that one. That's all coming up right here on The Buzz.
This is CliffCentral.com.
You're on The Buzz, CliffCentral.com. With me, Jen Su.
And myself, Jason von Berg.
That's
pushing
right.
Pushing buttons.
Yes. That's why we need Duncan to come back with us.
Multitasking at the best of times at my age, you know, ripe old ages.
Always fun. We've got someone lovely in the studio, Angela Young. She's the founder of the Impilo Collection. She's launched her bespoke jewelry collection website, impilocollection.co.za. Congratulations, Angela.
Thank you. Thanks, James.
So nice to have you guys here in studio.
Thanks, everybody.
So tell us about the Impilo Collection.
So Impilo Collection, we established in 2004. Impilo means life in Sotho. And it's a gift of life. So we are a creative business. It's a business where we interact with people and in a very personal level. And we almost also have to try to get into someone's head and to bring their story into life through jewelry. We based in Parktown in Diamond Center called The Hamlets. And if you would like to know more about us, just visit our website, impilocollection.co.za.
Yes, and it's newly launched. Launched bespoke
I have
jewelry
to give
collection.
You, I have to give you something for the launch. Are you ready for this, Angela?
Okay.
Okay, have a listen to this. This is for you. It's a round of applause.
Oh, thank you.
Awesome stuff.
Thanks.
Tell
so much,
us about Jay. The website. What can we look forward to?
You can actually come to us for a shop by appointment. And we specialize in bespoke jewelry designed by us. You go through a journey. We go from budgeting. We need to know how much you want to spend and choose the diamond. It's very important decisions. We go through how to choose your own diamonds. And gemstones, precious metal. Sometimes people are allergic to some type of metals.
So gems, right?
Yeah. And also we sit down and do the design sketch from 3Ds until the clients are happy, and we will go ahead with do the manufacturing piece. And all the diamonds are international certification, have certificate. Mm. And we also do jewelry valuation certificate for our clients, and also some basic polishing, repairs, maintenance. And you can also come and shop the stuff, the jewelry that we have. It's ready-made. And we also have royal reward programs.
Right. Loyalty rewards.
Yes,
so you partner with other companies as well and other retailers. So, that's nice.
It's always nice because people enjoy that. You know, they're nice. It's the exclusivity around something like this. And it makes you feel part of something special and something great, which this exactly is, you know, because when you think about jewelry, you think about value and you think about things that are important to you.
Absolutely. And it's bespoke. It's tailor-made. So it's really something that touches you. And I think that's the thing, you know, these days. It's much more about that special experience, that unique experience and, you know, creating a piece of jewelry that actually brings back special memories in your own life.
Yeah.
Some people bring their own jewelry, like their own old jewelry, and remade and redesign them for something very special and new for them.
That's awesome. But speaking of new and you know, trendy, it's jewelry is something that we see on the A-listers around the world. Kanye West to Miley Cyrus to Beyonce to everyone is wearing jewelry.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it depends on their personality and what really resonates with them. But what are some of the trends in jewelry at the moment that you've noticed?
For jewelry, there's so many different kinds of jewelry, from fashion, contemporary, silver, investment, high-end to commercial jewelry. So today we can concentrate on the commercial jewelry trends. And platinum, 18 karat white gold are the most popular precious metal to make engagement ring and wedding bands, elegance, simplicity are the style to go with diamond setting. So for dress ring and party ring, this is for you, Jen.
Okay.
Okay, go big or go home.
Go big or go home. That's, yeah, that's me.
Exactly, Jen. Yeah.
Exactly what, yeah, I would do.
huge color big gemstones with rose gold and yellow gold are back in fashions.
Okay.
So those are the ones that really, you really have to emphasize that gemstones on your jewelry.
And that's what Kanye West does. He's got these grills, you know, they're almost like these teeth guards, and he puts gemstones in them. That's, you know, I think even Madonna's been doing that too. The grills have been very popular with the rappers.
Yeah, Madonna should really not do that, but
I don't know. Because she doesn't have any teeth.
Yeah, maybe, because she is about 75, hey, isn't she? Or something like that. But now, Jen, if you had to go to an event now with these trends in mind, I mean, what would you wear? You
know? Well, I think like Angela said, go big or go home. So, you know, get in there, really get something pretty flashy, pretty fun, and have fun with it. You know, it's always great to rock one single piece. I personally think, you know, if you're going on a red carpet, you want to have a beautiful sparkling gown, but then you don't want to over accessorize. So it's good to have either, you know, a really nice pair of earrings,
just maybe, emphasize,
yeah,
the
or
earrings,
nice, a beautiful, yeah, bracelet that just really sparkles, or a really nice ring with a very big stone. I think, you know, just one thing though, don't overdo it, especially if the dress is already very ornate. You know, don't overdo it with the jewelry. But at the same time, if the dress is more plain, then you can go a little bit more crazy with the jewelry.
Okay. And you, Angela, have you noticed a lot of trends as well? You know, not trends, but a lot of celebrities endorsing, not endorsing, but embracing jewelry on the red carpet now as
absolutely,
well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole value has actually gone up high. And as I say, there is so many different kind of jewelry. It's not just fashions, it's actually really going for bespoke jewelry. Something
that's
different,
it.
Something really talk about your own story. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's about you yourself as an individual.
That's right. I mean, I saw Charlize the other day with a gorgeous gown and, you know, dress as well. Scarlett Johansson, they really get into that very bespoke look. And I think that that is definitely one of the big trends. Now, what about for the guys?
The guys, it's very interesting. Men are the one who started jewelry many years ago. From 11th century. They are the one who started, like the king, world crown jewels display their power, their strength, their authority. Men have so many jewelry to choose from. From timepiece, they love investing money into the timepiece. It's a statement of their lifestyle. And when it comes to wedding ring, they will go for my simple designs like platinum, 18 karat white gold.
Ooh.
Are the one they go for. If you're going for lighter in weight, because some people, they're not used to wearing a ring, and they will go for titaniums, it's an option. Also, it's very easy, affordable, and very strong material. But bracelets and necklaces, not everyone cup of tea, but Johnny Depp love it.
Yeah,
he
does.
Loves it.
He does. Yeah.
There's a certain look that can get away with it. I mean, I don't think I would kind of pull off a necklace.
Yeah, I can't see you with like a million bracelets on
no,
your
arm. No, I can.
Arm.
I used to
could
love
you?
It on my
oh,
arm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on my arm,
okay.
I could definitely wear it. But as a necklace or that, I feel like I'm being like weighed down a lot of the time, especially if it's heavy. But as far as, I mean, my watch is like a... It's a timepiece, essentially, in its own right, but it's heavy. So I would probably land up wearing more of the platinum stuff because I just it feels sturdy and it makes me feel like I don't like the dainty stuff. So that would be my choice. Not a necklace, though. So the bracelets, I'm in. The 18-carat ones, I'm definitely in.
Okay. So cufflinks are also very popular for formal occasions and working environments. Recently, we designed something very special for Dion Chen.
Oh, for Dion Chen.
Very nice.
Yes. How come he gets something so special?
It's called Past, Present, and Future because he likes to talk about future.
Right.
So we laser inscript and also laser...
Well, he had
engrave
his
family
crest. I think I saw
crest.
Them. They had
a family crest on
which
his
is so interesting.
Like set with his birthstones on it. So it shows his identity right. on the cufflinks. So if you can see,
oh, here
it's
they are.
Very
let me see. Wow.
Intricate.
Oh, look at the crest, Jason. This
oh,
is
no
very
way.
Interesting.
That is so
I
cool.
remember Dion Chang was telling me he was in an SABC show and they went back to trace his roots in China and he went with them. So I think, you know, it's interesting to see also the crest has also maybe a little bit of his Asian roots in there as well.
Yes.
Which is quite interesting.
This is really, really
so
cool.
So those detail can be only do by the engraving in laser. It's, you can never do it with hands.
No, never. Yeah. I mean, that is so intricate and so detailed. It's incredible. Sure.
Yeah. Now, if you could design any jewelry for any celebrity or well-known person, dead or alive, who would it be? And what would you design for that?
I would love to do a beautiful necklace for Princess Diana.
And oh, wow, for the late Princess Diana.
Yes, late Princess Diana. And I would love to show her the beautiful gemstones from Africa, our tanzanite. A beautiful piece of the tanzanite with lots of diamonds around it. And with her low-cut dresses, we would look beautiful and elegant with her.
Yeah. See, indeed.
She was just, yeah, I mean, the
she
muse,
was always
she
so
was
elegant.
Yeah,
she's so
and everybody paid attention to everything she wore, whether
everything.
It was accessories, her dresses, her
so maybe,
shoes.
You know, she's since passed, unfortunately, but maybe Kate Middleton would be someone that you could get to wear in Pilo collection.
That would be great.
It would be, yeah. Yes. But locally, I think you've also worked with, I see Pabi Maloy. You've
yes.
worked with Pabi.
We just had her on last week.
We did, yeah.
She was just on with us
I
on the bus.
I designed a big piece of ring. A platinum ring at the platinum Anglo Platinum competitions for her. It's Protea diamonds with lots of small little rubies. It's all around it. It's beautiful. It's actually almost the size of my palm.
Really? That big?
Oh,
that
my goodness. Big. And Pabi likes that stuff. She,
yeah.
it's,
she's
you know,
also
it's
a go big person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's really beautiful. And I wish that she can see it.
What about Joan Ramagoshi? I also heard that you've designed jewelry for
yes,
her as well.
Yes, I actually made a piece of beautiful earring for her for moonstones with diamonds around it and a matching earring and matching ring for her.
Wow, very
yeah,
nice.
It's beautiful.
Excellent. Now, what about the diamond industry in South Africa compared to Asia?
That's been... So China's market has crashed. That had a big impact in our diamond industry because Chinese are the one who are the biggest diamond purchasers. And they, after US, and De Beers also cutting down on the productions because of the global demands has slowed down. Chinese women keen to buy diamonds for investment purposes. And us in South Africa, we mostly buy diamonds for engagement and wedding purposes. So if you are looking to buy a diamond ring, it is actually a good time because diamond prices has gone down.
So I think Jason's ready to get that engagement ring going.
For who?
That's where I want to get to. Yeah?
Should I just buy it now and hope for the best? If I put it out,
I better
to
not
you,
be waiting too long. I
maybe
want to go
we
to your wedding. Come on,
okay.
I want something big to
maybe
happen.
We should just put it out there.
Yeah, exactly. If I buy, then I buy it. Then it's out in the universe, and then basically, she just has to appear.
Yeah,
Blake Lively or Nomzamo Mbatha.
Yes. Well, we're
Nomzamo,
putting it out.
What engagement ring would you like?
Yes.
We've got some very special.
I hear DJ
Zintler
is free. She's very pretty too.
She is, and she's very She's financially free.
Yes.
She has no debt.
Well, there you go.
I heard that on the Gareth Cliff show, actually.
See?
So,
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Okay, I get commission if this actually happens.
But now, speaking of birthdays,
yes.
I wanted to ask you, because there's obviously some special stuff around birthstones.
Yes.
So let's take a look at Jen's. August 12th, because she's special. So she must have something like huge, big, better, amazing,
well,
flashy.
I apparently have the peridot, which is this light green gemstone.
Okay. Is it like the color of Angela's nails?
It's like the color of Angela's nails, in fact. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's about success and actually luck.
Tick.
Yeah,
I do have a lot of luck, that's for sure. Some of those plane rides were very dodgy, and I'm still alive.
Oi.
Yeah. And for for you, Jason, when is your birthday? Your birthday is coming soon.
His birthday is on September 11th. Oh, no one can forget your birthday. That's why I brought the cupcakes and the chocolates and all this stuff for you.
Jen is officially the first person to wish me happy birthday.
Yes.
With cupcakes and chocolates. But now we're going to find out about my birth zone.
Your birthstone is sapphire. Okay. It's actually the same as mine.
Okay. Yeah. Are you a Virgo as well?
Yes,
When's your birthday?
19th of September.
Oh, cool.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Good people.
Excellent. Yeah, we're very honest people.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, it's about loyal. Our stones is about royal.
Royal?
Yeah.
Well, can I tell you something?
Jason Royal? Well, now this is going to up the stakes for the engagement.
Exactly. Yeah. La Bola. I mean, you're really going to bankrupt me before. So what I save on purchasing the diamond, I'm making up for La Bola. But basically, my surname, von Berg, in German heritage, has apparently got some regal heritage and origin. Mm. So von Berg is what it is in
Deutsch. I'm going to call you Jason von Berg, from now on.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Herr von Berg.
Danke, Will. Danke schön. Bitte schön.
Yeah, bitte, Jen. So yes, maybe I do have some royalty in my blood, which is good. Good to know. Sapphire is mine. So what would I get then? Do I have a special stone? Do you have a special stone? Or do you have where do you wear it? Or how do you...
You can have it in... Like for men, maybe you can, like what I did for Dion, we put it on the cufflinks. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. very special. And I would love to have a ring like Diana. Princess Diana, she have an engagement ring in sapphire.
Okay.
So it's royal, you know. That's the reason they choose it.
Works for me.
Now, speaking of Asia, you're going to the Hong Kong International Fair.
Yes, I'm very excited to be there. It's from the 16th of September to the 22nd of September. It's one of the biggest jewelry fair in the world. There will be around 4,000 exhibitors from 50 different countries. They expected almost 60,000 buyers.
Oh, wow.
From all around the world.
That's a lot.
So there will be a lot of diamonds, gemstones, bridal jewelry, fashion jewelry, packaging. So also diamond auctions, diamond parade, cocktails and gala dinner. It's a celebration for our jewelry industry. So to create opportunity for us, would you like to come with?
Jen? Oh, I would like to come for sure. Are you giving me a ticket to Hong Kong? Yes, I won't turn that down. And you've got some beautiful rings here too in the studio. Look at this. I mean, look at these.
We should put that up on our show page as well.
We will. We're definitely going to put some up because this is absolutely gorgeous. I'm also going to put it up on Twitter, but these are absolutely stunning.
So as I say, it's something you have to go big and just really emphasize the whole designs.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, I mean, sometimes looking at diamonds and jewelry can be a bit daunting. You know, how do we actually look out for quality diamonds? How can we tell what is really a fine piece of jewelry? And sometimes how can we tell if something's actually fake?
For technology actually enhanced the whole industry for us. Mm. Let's say if you buy a piece of diamond, you won't know if this is corresponding to the certificate. So what they do, GIA had laser inscriptions on the girdle of the diamonds. So what you see from the girdle of the diamond is like a belt on the girdle, and they will have a laser.
Oh, I see. Laser, so they actually have a small laser engraving on the diamonds.
So you will see that the number on the girdle will be corresponding to the certificate.
Okay.
So you won't mix up with any other certificate.
Mm.
That's good to know.
Mm. Absolutely. And then how can we tell if certain metals are precious metals, they're real metals, or how can we tell if they're not, they're fake?
Yeah, you can actually, we use a tester to test them.
Mm-hmm.
And it will show, is it 18 karat white gold, 9 karat white gold, or even fake.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things we need to use the technology to test them.
Right, I see.
Mm.
Excellent.
And we also have the Miss South Africa pageant coming up very, very soon.
Mm.
And, you know, we've seen the crown change from what it was traditionally to now, more simple but Yeah, it is. It's simple, but it's classy and it's elegant.
Yes.
If you could design the crown for the Miss South Africa pageant, what would you do?
I would actually go for something extravagant as
would
well.
Would you?
Yes.
Like a Miss World or Miss Universe kind of
crown. From like also would like to emphasize the platinum, what we have here in South Africa, and to have different color gemstones and also different shape of diamonds will actually look very nice on the crown.
Mm.
That's coming up soon, so maybe you can get in there.
And you were the winner of the Anglo Gold Ashanti Award.
Yes.
I mean, if you see, I put it on Twitter as well, where you really had a gorgeous gold crown. You could almost do something similar to that.
I didn't see that. I must look.
Yes, it's also, I'll have to show you here. It's actually on Twitter. I put it up there and also on Facebook as well.
It was a remarkable experience for me to be a part of the Anglo Gold Ashanti Award. The theme was Core Celestial Origin. It immediately just spoke to my heart and resonated with my belief of the power of the universe. It was challenging because I have very limited of gold to work with, and I wish they give me a bit of more gold to work. So the headpiece was called connect the sun to the moon, the star, the soul. It's all symbolized in a circular pattern. So it was a great opportunity for me to gain recognitions and showcase to the public at the Design Indaba in 2014.
Excellent stuff.
Okay, so Angela, I'm hooked. I think you've got some timepieces there for my future Von Berg, Mrs. Von Berg. And everybody
von
else
Berg.
Might be Von Berg, yeah. Might be interested. Frau Von Berg might be interested. How do we follow you on the social networks?
There's many ways. And you can actually follow us, of course, on our website, impilocollection.co.za. And our Twitter handle is impiloinfo. And our Facebook is also Impilo Collection. Pinterest is one of the best way to find us.
Clever.
It's Impilo Collections. And also Instagram, Impilo.
Excellent stuff. Well, there you go. The Impilo Collection has newly launched its bespoke jewelry website on impilocollection.co.za. Select the finest diamonds, jewelry, and settings tailor-made, bringing your story of life through the finest jewelry by Anglo Gold Ashanti award-winning jewelry master, Angela Young. Thank you so much for joining us
Thanks, James, on the Buzz. Thanks so much.
Excellent stuff, Angela Young.
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Miss Worldwide. Coming up, we've got Wanda Baloyi on the Buzz. She's going to tell us all about the Gauteng Premier Ball.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So we are getting into Heritage Month. Well, it is Heritage Month, September. 24th of September is when we celebrate our heritage. And it's also the day that I'm very excited about because the new season of Empire returns.
Oh, I see. How do you have time to watch so much TV?
That's
why you're still single.
I just do. Jen. Well, that's the new song taken off the season 2 soundtrack. That's Jussie Smollett featuring Pitbull.
Nice.
Right here on the Buzz. Brand new.
We've got someone in studio who is super fantastic, Wanda Baloyi.
Hey.
Yay. You are the jazz singer extraordinaire, the African jazz winner, in fact, of the Metro Award.
Urban Jazz, yes.
Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations. Well done. You also deserve a huge round of applause.
Let me line it up for you. You got your headphones on?
I do.
Good. So are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready to hear the biggest, the most exclusive, the wonderful crowd cheering you on right now?
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I love that.
I
love that effect.
It works.
Good.
I just saw you perform at the Gauteng MEC for Sport, Arts, Culture and Recreation, Molebatse Popape, and her launch of the Premier's Ball. 2015, which is coming up on Heritage Day, the 24th of September.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That was fantastic. I mean, I was called by my friends and they're like, hey, this is what we have. And I thought, you know, it's a great initiative, first of all. You know, we've got so much talent in South Africa and not much avenues, you know, where people can pursue, you know, their talent. So especially in fashion and design. So it's a night where we get to celebrate all forms of art, but look good in it. So you gotta dress up, you know, to attend the premier's ball, and it's gonna be a night of fun. I'm actually looking forward to it.
So who's dressing you?
I don't know, but all I know is it's gonna be a night of spectacular fashion. I mean, if anything, David Lale is one of the most, you know, renowned designers, so I'm sure I can steal something from his closet.
I think I'm going to steal something from his closet too. Hello.
Steal something from his
closet.
Yeah,
what am I going to wear to the ball?
Well, maybe David has some advice and some tips. What do you think? Should we have a
Should hear. He also wanted to say what he felt about the premiere ball as well. So we'll hear from David, hopefully.
Yeah, David's not working. David's being shy.
David, that's so unusual for David to be shy.
Yeah.
Don't be shy, David.
No, we'll come back to David.
He had the coolest sunglasses at the press conference as well. It was pretty awesome, I must say.
We'll come back to David. He's not working at the moment.
But one really cool thing about the whole Premier's Ball is that they've got the Young Fashion Designer Competition open to all designers who reside in Gauteng, and they can be born anywhere on the African continent. And they have a three-month-long internship with David Tlale if they win, and a platform to showcase their work at Fashion Week in October and November under the umbrella The Intern by David Tlale.
Nice.
Which I think is pretty cool.
I really do. I think we need to celebrate more of what we have of our own. I mean, we've given so much credit to international designers. Not that they are not good, but we are good as well. So, you know, we need to give opportunities to young designers and people who have so much creativity and so much talent and so much passion in what they do. So we need to celebrate it and inject more of that into our lives, you know, every day. I mean, I should be rocking a local design today and every day, you know what I mean, on stage and everywhere we perform, when we travel around the world, etc., etc. So I really think this is a great initiative.
Because absolutely. I'm looking at your album cover, and it's just so awesome. It's called Love and Life is the album that is out now. Everyone can get it
absolutely
digitally and in the CD form.
Anywhere. Even if you steal it, it's fine.
No, we don't want that. No,
we want you to autograph it, actually.
Yes. Will autograph it. But I'm looking at the cover. So it's black and white, and then you've got these colorful bangles that you're using, which is very South African.
Very. I mean, I'm a monochrome type of girl. I love black and white. I mean, I even think my wedding is going to be black and white.
That's classy, though.
No, it is.
Comes across as so slick.
So wait, when are you getting married?
I don't know. I'm still looking for the guy.
Oh my God, I've got the perfect guy for you. This is it. Oh my goodness, the gods have descended, because we have the bespoke jewelry designer, Angela Young. We've got now a beautiful ring, an engagement ring that Jason Von Berg has.
Von Berg.
But he just needs to find who to give it to.
My bride.
There we go.
My beautiful bride.
You are the beautiful bride.
There we go.
We found you. Yes. And apparently this bride can sing. I want to hear a little bit. Let's hear a little a cappella something or other.
Batindo dai kale into dai kale into dai kale into. No matter how hard it gets, batin do dai kale into dai kale into da.
Wow.
A man must cry, hey?
No, a man doesn't cry. Ooh. Men don't cry.
Cowboys do cry sometimes. If a voice like that comes to into my wedding, which, by the way, I say I do when you
when we do our
nuptials, and
no problem.
I do.
I do too.
Wow. This is great.
We just did it.
We did it.
I just said a little earlier, I get commission if this happens. Now, this is great. We don't even have to hire a wedding singer. This is like fantastic. We can save money.
I mean, Jen will be our MC.
Exactly.
I'll be the MC.
And then Angela will do our
jewelry.
Angela
will be the ring bearer.
Yeah. And then maybe David will just steal his clothes.
I mean, there we go.
He'll do a wedding get. You know, the funny thing about David Tlale, he just launched his wedding collection. And yes, so you get to have a green wedding gown.
No, but we'll have to make it black and white.
Yes, black and white. Yeah. No, I'm with you there.
No, black and white. No.
My love, I'm with you there.
the month of September, going back to it, Heritage Month, so many things happening. We've got the Premier's Ball. We've got the Joy of Jazz, which is happening as well.
Yeah, and you're in the Joy of Jazz.
We're in the Joy of Jazz. I'm performing with my dad for the first time ever.
How's that?
It's exciting. It's never, ever happened before. I mean, he's a singer. I grew up listening to my dad. I come from a musical family, etc. And I've seen him perform on stages, but I've never ever had a
Really? This is really going to be the first time you'll be performing together.
First time ever.
Are you nervous about that?
No, I actually am so excited because I want the world to know how great he is. You know, when people ask me who's my favorite and I'm like, my dad, and they're like, oh, whatever. You know, and I'm not honestly saying it because he's my father. I think he's fantastic. And I want the world to know, you know, and no better time than now and no better stage than the Joy of Jazz.
And when is that?
It's on the 25th of September.
So the day after.
Just
so
after
you're
the
busy.
Ball.
Yeah. That's a lot of things going on for Heritage Week.
Yeah. So it's fantastic. So I'm looking forward to that. And my latest album, Love and Life, is out. You can get it.
I see you've got...
I worked with so many people on that.
Notende, Reason, Solo, Kabomo.
Yeah.
Judas Apuma.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who is your favorite?
Everybody, honestly. Oh. I'm a fan of all those people. So I was like starstruck, especially when Judith came and I was like, oh my God, can I open my mouth? Can I sing? You know, I mean, I love collaborating and I've never had an opportunity to do an album and collaborate with different artists that I really admire and that inspire me. And this was the first time I had the opportunity to do that. Gabomo produced the album.
That's what I was going to ask, because obviously Kabomo is known for his production, but he's a strong writer and he's become such a well-established musician in his own right as well. Actor.
What isn't
editor.
He?
Yeah, exactly.
What isn't Kabomo?
Kabomo isn't a woman.
Hey, look what happened to Bruce Jenner. You
oh
never
my
know.
God, you didn't throw that
you
right.
You never know. One day, Kabomo. He wants to become a woman. You never know. He could be.
He could be. Yeah.
I don't want to start rumors or anything.
I think he's too man to be a woman. He's amazing. And on this album, specifically what makes this album different is that I worked with him as a producer and songwriter. Whereas on my previous work, I've written most of my stuff and all my stuff. So I've given somebody the tools to write my story. You know?
Did he push you? Because, you know, producers, obviously, they push in the right direction, but
he did, but the manner in which he did it was really, really easy. And I must say, I'm a really easy person to work with. Like, you can push me, and I'm going to do it because I want the best. And I know you're doing it because you want the best. So it's not about my personal emotions. No, it's not about that. It's about the product.
And how's it been received?
Amazing. So, so, so amazing.
You can just see there's like this light around you where you speak about this album. It's like
you do. You have a great glow about you.
It's
you have
fantastic.
A great vibe.
It's beautiful. And I love what I do. And I'm so grateful for opportunities that are, you know, that are given for me to do what I love. And yeah, it's my life.
What are some of the most valuable lessons that you've learned in your musical journey?
Number one, never, ever, ever be afraid to be you. Because in an industry and a world where it dictates what you should look like, what you should sound like, what sells, what doesn't, you know, and you get caught up in so much that you lose yourself and you're like, where am I in all of this? So be confident in you. Be okay with you. You know, the way I sing, my style, my genre, I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? I don't need to confuse myself because at the end of the day, that's not me. That's my biggest lesson. And number two, never be afraid.
Excellent.
Such wise words. And you know what? You are you.
I am.
I know that.
Yeah.
And I can verify that because you have that little blue stick or that little blue tick next to your name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On Twitter.
I'm
you're
verified, baby.
Verified.
You are the one and only. You and Gareth Cliff are verified.
Yeah, I don't even know how I got verified. I woke up one morning and I was like,
I woke up like this.
I woke up like this. I did, actually. I woke up like that. And I was like, okay, great. You know, I'm clearly doing something right, you know.
So exactly. Cool. So you keep doing you.
I keep doing
and you. And not being afraid while you're doing it.
Never, ever.
I love it.
How do we contact you on social media?
I am so easy. Like, I'm the easiest chick to find. A social media junkie. Like, people need to stop me from being on social media. That's how.
Oh, really?
No, I'm so bad. At @wandabaloyi, one word, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, same thing.
Oh, easy.
Thank you for making it easy.
So easy.
Some people have these ridiculous names. Like,
I know. Don't look at me. I'm an underscore. Oh, no, I'm different names on all platforms.
And the numbers.
Yes,
and
it's very complicated.
On Instagram, I'm whatever, underscore 123.
Yes,
No. Pick a struggle.
Okay, that means I've got a lot of struggles.
Well, one of the struggles is that we've run out of time, unfortunately.
Oh, no, that's perfect. I had a great time.
Will you come back?
I will definitely come back.
Bring Kabomo.
I'll bring him.
The male.
Indeed. No, well, but the next time we see you, we're gonna be, you know, we're gonna paint the studio white. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have a white wedding. Okay. We're gonna do this thing. Yeah. You're gonna have your monochrome dress from David Slale.
Yes,
we're gonna have a bespoke ring. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have all these things.
Perfect timing.
I can't wait. Sounds I want to see Jason in a tux.
I clean up well.
I can tell.
Wanda Baloyi, thank you so much for joining us on the buzz, and we're gonna end out with one of your songs.
Happy to love.
Yes.
Happy to love.
From Love and Life.
Thank you again. Stay tuned for The Laws of Life. That's coming up next. And we'll see you next week, Tuesdays, on The Buzz.
This is CliffCentral.com.